afternoon, and welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We are live at the, Thompson Bowling Arena?
Yeah.
In Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
My co-host Taylor Metz is here with me.
Hello, everybody.
She's the newest member of the Woods and Water team. She has media credentials and all that. So she wanted to come, and I said, look, if you're going to come and cover the, if you want to cover this stuff in the studio, you're going to have to come in the field.
Exactly.
So that's why she's here. Look, we're on Facebook Live. If you want to jump over, we're going to have Bill Lowen here. We're going to have Kim Bumpus from Visit Knoxville is going to be here. And Neil Paul is going to show up for the last. We're kind of worried about our record of attendance with the 18 Hartwell event. We want to keep that that record. But and Jim Sexton was here earlier with Bassmaster, and he was talking about, yeah, Friday was a good day. Yesterday was a good day for them here. But we delivered Saturday and Sunday at Hartwell. So we'll see. It'll be an interesting one. But it's going to be a good show. Glad you tuned in. You excited to be here?
I am very excited.
You got here a little late, so we haven't had a chance to do anything.
Just a little bit.
But tomorrow is Expo Day. Tonight afternoon, weigh in. And another championship crowning tomorrow. So it's going to be fun. I was out with Andy Montgomery Friday. Rode with Andy. Andy's from Blacksburg. Had a good day in that he caught a limit of fish, but had a lot of short fish. there's a line of people waiting to get up, and this entrance is absolutely nobody in line. But the one up from it's got a mile-long entrance, you know, line, and everybody's like, come on down to this one. There's nobody waiting. But so rode with Andy. He did have a limit of fish yesterday for a little over 9 pounds. But and there's Geddes. Come around and wave at everybody on Facebook, Geddes. We're not going to hook him up. I guess we could hook him up. Yeah, there's if you want to sit in for a second, sit in. This is totally unexpected, but it's okay. And that's what you're talking to.
Starting to figure this thing out.
Starting to figure this thing out. Welcome to the show again, dude.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I know. Taylor, good to see you as well.
Hey.
Glad to be here.
So, how are things going?
It's going really well. We're really happy with the way things have gone so far. We've had some great crowds.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a lot of folks to be here today. And, the great folks at Visit Knoxville have us here. And we'll get to hear from them in just a little while.
Right.
And, it's just really going well. We're excited about it. And, you know, the fishing hadn't been as good as I thought it would be. But I think it's got a lot to do with the pressure, a lot to do with just the stage there. And they're between pre-spawn and spawn, and I think some guys even caught some post-spawn fish, so it's going to be interesting.
I would agree with that. And when they're in that weird stage between pre-spawn, spawn, any type of weather change seemed to affect them. And we had, you know, storms come through Thursday night into Friday morning. The wind got up really wild Friday afternoon. I mean, it was white capping out there Friday when we were coming back in.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was really cold this morning. So it's got, those fish are already in kind of a funk anyway. It's got to just make them even worse.
And not to mention, I mean, the floods here over the last few weeks were almost as bad as the floods we had in Columbia a few years back. I mean, there was a reporter down here at WVLT said they took a pontoon out to a neighborhood. And they were riding on a pontoon and
said, oh, wow.
Water, so.
Well, you could see somewhat of a mud line down the river when you're running down the river, how high the water had been. So, good. Well, you told me earlier you kind of miss them being out on the water. Because last year you were, for the Elite Series, you were on the water shooting all the pictures, coming back and writing content and all that. This year you have a regular job. Welcome to the real world. And
growing up is always
next
fun.
Thing I know, we'll have an engagement and a wedding, and you know, y'all start a family. It's gonna be fun to watch you do all this stuff. You're missing me out on the water a little bit.
A little bit, you know, when you're on the water, especially at a Bassmaster Classic. You know, I can remember vividly when Jordan Lee caught a 6 or 7 pounder the first, second day of the tournament last year, and you see those moments that makes an angler's career,
right.
Or sometimes breaks them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that you don't see on Bassmaster Live, or you don't see on our blogs that are really, there's a lot of information that is out on the water.
Sure.
And that's the reason
that's
we
right.
try to have our marshals who
yep.
do a great job getting out and really helping us cover this event, because it's almost impossible for us to cover, you know, as many miles of shoreline as
we
have. Especially when you have two lakes like we do here, large river. Man, I do miss being on the water some, but it's always fun to be here, interact with you guys, interact with all the media. Definitely excited, blessed to be in this position.
It's watching you with this side and then Patrick on the fishing side. And you know, you say, well, it's been that long since 2015 and all. Well, yeah, it's been 5 years ago almost.
Yeah, you know, it's time
passes.
Flies.
It does.
Time flies. You're out on the water with us and it was raining and we won a national championship once upon a time. So, you know, it was a while back. But I have to say, you know, college fishing paved the career for both of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting. And any of the student anglers that are listening or anybody that's thinking about getting their child into fishing, there are so many things that you can do in the fishing industry, whether that's fishing or whether that's working for a company like Yamaha or that's or working for Bass. You know, it's a thing that all the companies in the industry are looking for now.
Yeah.
So, you know, always encourage your kids to get out there and do something, even if it's not fishing.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got a few more days. It's good. Thanks for dropping in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good to see you.
Hey, look,
everybody.
We Guest's going to get out of here because he's got other stuff to do. More important fish to fry than me. He can get me anytime he needs me. but we need to mention in just the few short minutes we've got here, the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic, which is your calendar of events for this week, is coming to Columbia next weekend. It is the premier event in South Carolina. Have you ever been? You've been to one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd you meet when you were there? Oh, see, you talk about time passing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Who did you meet when you were there the last time? Oh, gosh, it's worse than
I
thought.
Sorry.
She's having a real blonde moment here, folks. Captain Wild Bill Rakroski.
Yes.
Anyway, it is coming. I saw a post the other day. They have over 325 vendors coming to the Palmetto Sportsman Classic this year.
Let me just make a comment on that blonde moment.
Yes.
You brunettes have your moments, too.
I don't have moments.
You do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I have mental moments. You have freak out moments. But anyway, they're having the South Carolina High School Fishing Championship will take place during the Sportsman Classic on Saturday. The kids' fishing tank, you need to be, if your kid has never caught a fish, this is one of those places you can go. They're going to catch fish. And when you start hearing the squeals of kids catching fish, it is just addictive. If you want to have your antler scored, you can have your antler scored. There's just so much to go on. There's seminars going on. There's retriever demonstrations. Let's see what kind of seminars. Turkey calling seminars. Hog trough demonstrations. Take one, make one heritage trailer is going to be there. It is just, it's packed. Coyote trapping, which is one thing that's something we need to think about in South Carolina. Nature Nick's Animal Adventure is going to be there. Then you're going to have, oh, man, there's just so much more. Cast netting. Trying to look here just for a second. Turkey calling, chainsaw carving demo. That could be kind of interesting.
Hmm. Think about that for a little bit.
But through and through, it is very cheap. I think it's $10 to get in. And what you get on the inside. And, oh, can we talk smoked turkey legs here for a second? And funnel cakes. Just that atmosphere, that fair atmosphere is where it's at. So, anyway, if you're looking for something to do in South Carolina this coming weekend, then you need to go to the South Carolina Sportsman's Classic. And there's actually the Harry Hampton Wildlife Fund's having a big thing Thursday night. Check that out,
sure,
too. All right. We're going to go to break. We come back. More Woods and Water South Carolina with Kim Bumpus from Visit Knoxville. Hang on. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. You want to pull that a little closer to your mouth?
Got it.
It bends. You won't break it.
I won't
there
break
we
it.
Go.
There we are.
Woo. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We are live from Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we are joined by a volunteer.
Yes.
Kim Bumpus, she is president of Visit Knoxville. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thank you for taking a minute to be here with us.
No, thanks for having me. I'm excited to do this.
Absolutely,
it's a big day.
Absolutely. Love your city. Let me get this off my chest right now. I have eaten at a single restaurant not two nights in a row, but I ate there Wednesday night and I ate there last night, and Taylor wants to go eat there tonight. It is, Nama Sushi.
That's delicious. That's good stuff.
Oh, if you're coming to Knoxville, Tennessee, you cannot come here and not eat Nama Sushi.
Yes, we have. It's a great restaurant. We got a lot of them.
You got a lot of them.
If sushi's not your thing, we've got other options too.
Well, I'm getting more and more into sushi.
It's good stuff.
I had to get that off. That is just a great one.
I'm glad you got it off.
Yes, I had to get that.
It's important.
I mean, we ate a lot of sushi last night. But thank you, and thank you for your city to opening up to the Bassmaster Classic and the Bassmaster Elites. Was out on the at launch. Actually launched down south just a little bit yesterday morning, rode up to Volunteer Landing. The restaurants, man, there were people packed out on the overlooks and everything. Everywhere you look, there were people on the sky bridges going across the river.
We've had people come out in droves. It's just been fantastic. And
great.
The energy is just so alive. It's awesome.
You can't help but get into this. My wife is standing right over there, and she'll tell you she is not a bass fishing fan, but she loves coming to these events.
Yeah, I mean, if fishing's not your thing, there's still so much to watch and do and the excitement that everybody has. I mean, I think that's what pulls you in. It pulled me in.
Oh, it did. Taylor?
Okay, so I have to ask.
She's here for a reason.
Yeah.
She's not just
Okay, so y'all were sucking me in.
Yeah. I'll just sit here and
it's
do
good.
Nothing.
It's good.
Yeah. Is this your first bass tournament?
It is my first Bassmaster Classic. Now, I have to say I was at the Elite.
Okay.
That still counts. So I have gotten my feet wet. But the Classic is something that I never imagined, and it's exceeded every expectation that I think the entire community had. So it's awesome.
That's amazing. I love Classics.
Of all the work, what's the most difficult part of putting one of these on? The thing that keeps you awake at night, wondering?
You know, I think it probably was just the having not ever done it before.
No.
But the whole community came together. And I think this will be an event that goes down in the history books, showing the collaboration we have in Knoxville, Tennessee. Because we had so many different venues, from the convention center to the W to Thompson Bowling Arena, the facility we're in right now. Vol Landing, working with TWRA to get the ramps extended at Ned McWhorter with the city of Knoxville, Knox County, the state of Tennessee. Everyone played such a huge role in bringing this event to town. You know, in Visit Knoxville, we got to kind of sit back and be like the little puppet master, so to speak. And we went and we bid on it. But outside of that, if we hadn't had all of the community support and all of these agencies coming together, we could have never pulled it off. So I don't really lose a lot of sleep over it.
Good.
So it's been great. You know, we've learned a few things in the moment.
Sure.
And we've tweaked as we've gone along. But the crowds, I guess, is the one thing we didn't anticipate. You know, we knew it was going to be busy, and it's like, oh, it's a classic, and everyone says all these people come out.
Right.
I never knew what it would feel like to have, you know, 5,500 people on the waterfront at 6 in the morning. I was like, oh, my goodness, where did all of you come from?
Yeah. And I have to hand it to everybody involved. Texas Wildlife Resources, they did a great thing. Before the Classic, last week they posted like a 10-minute video where they took you from launch all the way down to Teleco.
Yes.
Because knowing people were coming here to watch this, they wanted people on the water to be safe. So they were going to different spots in the river showing, okay, watch out because there's a huge sandbar here. The channel's very narrow. Stay here. Avoid this area. Watch out for floating.
And people, they don't realize that on the Tennessee River, that it can go from 50 feet to a few inches in a matter of seconds.
Yep.
And so it was a great thing that TWRA did.
You know, we were riding around this afternoon between going to the expo, them coming into town and all. And we were passing, I guess we were coming up. Gosh, I can't remember anywhere, one of the roads. And there were one of the houses on the right-hand side, right under 18. 30-something.
Yeah.
Knox was a historical place.
Definitely. And you might be referring to Crescent Bend. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Which house
remember.
That y'all passed. But
I should have written it
we
down.
We have so many historic homes, and we're so rich in history. Yep. And people don't actually realize that when they come to Knoxville. And I think, you know, we have an opera. We have a symphony. We have great air service. And I think that's the part people kind of go, oh, Knoxville, it's just this
it's
size, and
Nashville.
We don't have all of that. Yeah, or, you know, they used to say we were the gateway to the Smokies forever. But
right.
No, we're the destination.
Yeah.
You can get the mountain feel right here. And, you know, people are seeing us a premier getaway visit, and they come here for that 3 to 4 night stay
yep.
and just hang yep. out, and they find out that Knoxville will surprise you, because it does.
And it's a downtown that's neat. And we're staying at the Hilton. And so everything's in walking distance. Mm-hmm. There's a Regal Cinemas on Main Street, which is really, I mean, it takes you back to small town USA
yeah.
where you're walking down the street and there's a movie theater.
It is, and it's great if you like movie popcorn.
Yeah.
You just go right in and grab you some.
That's what.
But, yeah.
Some of the other things, you've got the Tennessee River, which is, you mm-hmm. know, that's you got the Holston River, which for trout fishermen
oh,
is
yes.
a big deal.
Yes.
I cross that thing coming to town. I'm like, oh, my arms start swinging.
Oh, yeah. We've got a hefty fly fishing
yes,
community here.
Yes, you do. What are some of the other things that people can do when they come to Knoxville besides the Classic or an Elite Stop or the Tennessee River Fishing, Holston River Fishing? What are some of the other things they can do
yeah,
when they come to Knoxville?
When people come to Knoxville, I think what surprises them the most is, one, how friendly everyone is, and two,
we're still Southerners.
Yes, all day, every day.
Yeah, every day.
And all of the options that you have. So
okay.
if you don't just like, you know, you don't have to just like one thing to come to Knoxville. You can come here and experience history and heritage or the whole outdoor wilderness that we have going on with our greenways and these mountain bike tracks, Devil's Race tracks, a Black Diamond track. So that, I mean,
nope.
I would never get on it because
right.
I would be broken. But outside of that, a lot of people come to town for it.
Yep.
We also have such a great culinary and brew scene, which is what you find leisure travelers coming to town to
okay.
do. So that's really exciting. And then we have all these new properties popping up downtown, which gives the visitor something different, a different way to visit Knoxville and do what they do.
Okay.
And then the nightlife. You know, one story I like to tell people is that you can come to Knoxville, check into your hotel, rent the bike share, ride your bike down to the river, get a stand-up paddleboard, paddle up to Iams, get out, go do mountain biking, hiking,
oh, wow.
bird watching, get back on your paddleboard, paddle back into downtown, go back to your hotel, change clothes, get ready to go to dinner, go out for the night, and do it all over the next day. So we've just got so much to do that it's just an exciting time in Knoxville.
If you had to narrow it down, and somebody's coming in, and there's one thing they need to do in Knoxville before they leave, what would it be?
Woo, that's a tough one. I don't know why we got to close on a question like that.
I'm going to give you a chance to close on something better.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good.
Hard one out of the way first.
I think the one thing you really need to do when you come to Knoxville is embrace kind of the community spirit that you're
okay.
going to feel here. And I would say rent one of the bikes and tool around and see everything. I mean, we've got this whole shop local thing going on that
okay.
just amazing shopping, amazing restaurants. We have world-winning chefs here that people don't realize. And, you know, if the zoo's your thing, we have an awesome
Knoxville zoo.
Amazing. If you have a family and you want kid activities, you can go to the Muse. So
okay.
there's just so much
That's
to do.
Big.
It's hard
you
to narrow me down to just one thing.
Well, one thing you said, rent a bike. I passed one of the
stands.
Take us through how somebody comes in and wants to rent a bike, how they rent a bike.
Oh, yeah, it's so easy. You just download the Pace app,
okay.
and it's literally like Uber for bikes. You can put in the number of the bike into the app. It's got your credit card, and it unlocks the bike for you, and you take off. And you can leave it wherever you want. It's a dockless system. We redeploy the bikes every night, so if people leave them at the breweries, which they tend to do,
okay.
and we go get it and we bring it back to its station. So it's a great way to see the town, very economic. It's
okay.
not expensive at all. And you can kind of tool around, shop, eat, do whatever you want. It's a good way to see the town. We also have free trolleys, and
okay.
a lot of visitors will jump on those and ride around and scope out the town and then plan their activities after that. We also have the Visit Knoxville app. Got to throw that out there.
Oh, got an
it's
app.
It's got a lot of preloaded things you can do throughout
okay.
the day. So Apple, Android, Visit Knoxville app, you can find it. And then, of course, visitknoxville.com has the best calendar of events there is in this town. So,
How do you like working with this Bass Bunch?
I love them. They're awesome. They're like family now. I mean, all but him. But everybody else is great.
A lot goes into this.
Yes.
A long time goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
You happy so far?
Oh, my gosh. Like I said earlier, it's exceeded every expectation. And it's just a real, it's a very proud moment for the whole team to have been able to partner with Bassmaster and all of their execs and work with the anglers and be a part of all the media and tell the story of Knoxville through this platform. It's just been a really, really cool thing. And we're just very proud. And excited.
What do you think about the weigh-in? Does that not just pull you in?
It was chill bumps. I'm not joking. I mean, I loved every second of it. And then, like, she already called me out over here. You know, I haven't watched a lot of the tournaments, you know. And the elite's a different feeling than this. It really is. So, they hooked me in. Oh, there's my play on words. But that was. I was hooked last night.
Did you get that, folks?
See?
Hooked me in.
Hooked me in.
We're about to close out this segment. I really appreciate you coming on. And my question just left me. Just poof.
And this was my big closer.
This was your big closer. No, it wasn't your big closer. Who's going to win?
Who's going to win?
Well,
I mean, obviously, we're all pulling for Ott.
Ott.
So, but, you know, it looks like some of the other guys had a great day. And, you know, Jacob won the elite when it was here. So, we'll just have to wait and see. But, It was an awesome weigh-in yesterday, but I do know that some of the catches today have been different. So I think it's going to be exciting to see how it shifts tonight and, you know, who gets to fish tomorrow.
It's going to be an interesting night.
It is.
That is for sure. A lot of anticipation. People are already filling up Thompson Bowling Arena. Looks like it's going to be a good one. You got a Knoxville app. Where else do people go to find out more about Knoxville?
100%. Visit Knoxville.com.
Okay.
You can find everything you need there. It's mobile friendly. Like I said, the calendar of events is a great way to start your day. And then Visit Knoxville app. That has things where if you only have 30 minutes to kill, you want things for free, it's very easy just to push a button.
Kim, thanks for being on Woods & Water South Carolina.
Thank you.
And love your town. Hey, people, hang on through the break. We'll be back with more Woods & Water South Carolina in a minute. Tomorrow's not the same. Hold on. Welcome back to Woods and Water. I think it's a Kansas kind of day. I'm not mistaken. It was fight fire with fire when we went out the last time.
Yep.
It's Kansas Day. Do you like Kansas, Bill?
I do when I'm going deer hunting there.
There you go. We are joined by Bill Lowen. I'm not going to attempt to say what Dave Mercer says about Dollar Bill Lowen.
Right, right.
But thanks for taking a few minutes to be on Woods & Water South Carolina.
Hey, thanks for having me. Anytime.
Take a moment and tell us about yourself, because you're a first-timer, and every first-timer has to take a minute and say tell us who he is.
Well, you know, I was born and raised on the Ohio River and, you know, shallow, muddy water fishing all the time, and that's what I grew up fishing, and it really breaks my heart that I'm not out here fishing in this event. You know, I look at the river being muddy and shallow, and that's what I grew up doing.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm chasing big white tails with a bow, and I'd rather waterfowl hunt than do anything in the world and hang out with the family. So, yeah, I mean, we're just an outdoor family, and we love to hunt and fish, and here we are at the 2019 Bassmaster Classic.
Crowning another champion tomorrow.
Absolutely.
That's going to be good. Taylor, what you got for him?
So I got to ask.
All right.
Some of these anglers out here on the water today, they're shallow cranking.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Well, you know, for the listeners that don't know, the river, you know, a couple weeks ago was basically at flood stage. It was in some of the streets here in town. So what's happened is you have a tremendous amount of water that's flowing through the river, and it makes a lot of current, okay? And this time of the year, them fish will set up behind those current breaks. So I'm not going to say it's easier to catch those fish, but it's easier to read the river to know exactly where those fish should be setting up. And as you watch some of these guys fish this weekend, you'll notice that a lot of them are cranking. A lot of them are cranking current breaks and things like that. And then on the other side of that, you got the guys that are cranking kind of in the lake where there's points and places where those fish are staging up to go spawn. So if we could have had the absolute perfect storm for a cranking bite, this is what you would have asked for.
What you going to be throwing out there?
You know, if I was out there, I'd be cranking just like these guys are. You know what I mean? I'm a like I said, I grew up on the Ohio River fishing shallow. I'd be throwing a square bill or a flat-sided balsa bait. You know, I'm a big fan of balsa bait. In the area where I grew up, there was a lot of handmade balsa bait builders.
Sure.
There was five or six of them that built them in their garages. So I just kind of grew up with that mentality that you had to be throwing a balsa bait. You know what I mean? And I've kind of carried that on to my career over here. And, you know, I throw a lot of Peach Custom Lures balsa baits that are built right there in Indiana where I live.
Okay.
And I would not surprise me at all that some of the guys out there this weekend aren't throwing PH Custom Lures as well.
All right. Most of us know KVD, you know, the X-Wraps or all those Strike King crankbaits. Man,
right,
my mind
right.
is just 1.5s, going to 1.5s
yep,
and all that.
Yeah.
Not many people know the balls, the flat side balsas, the wooden, the round balsas and all. Tell us the differences.
Okay.
Between what you're going to find in a in just a regular off-the-shelf crankbait and a flat side balsa. What's
all
the
right.
difference? Has it run different?
So typically what the difference is between plastic and balsa is balsa has what we call this natural characteristic, okay? It does things that a plastic bait won't do. It'll hunt left, it'll hunt right, it'll come back to center. It does erratic things that a plastic bait just won't do. Typically, any plastic bait that you use will just, when you reel it back in, it'll just track straight through the water.
Okay.
Okay. When we talk about that balsa bait having a natural hunting action, it'll actually be tracking through the water and jump left and jump right and then come back to center.
Okay.
And a lot of us think that just triggers bites that maybe we wouldn't get with a plastic crankbait. You know, if you watch guys that fish plastic square bills, a lot of times they'll be jerking the rod or twitching the rod. They're trying to make that plastic bait do that. So if you're lucky enough to get a plastic bait that'll act like balsa, it's definitely something to carry in your tackle box. You know, and I was very fortunate with my hard bait sponsor, which is Ima, to actually design a square bill that has all the characteristics of balsa. And I don't know how they did that, but they did. And it's truly an amazing square bill as well. You know, but you asked me about, you know, kind of what's the difference.
Right.
If you watch a lot of these guys that are fishing this weekend on the river, a lot of them are using like DT6s, DT4s. That's
right.
A balsa bait.
Okay.
But what you want to key on when the water is cold, you know, the water's like 50 degrees out there. You want a crankbait that doesn't have a very big wobble. You want that tighter wobble. In cold water. You know, let's face it, for years, a shad wrap was one of the best cold water crankbaits that there ever was. And you see a lot of guys fishing those crankbaits that don't have a lot of action. You know what I mean? You see some of the guys are catching a lot of fish on a square bill as well, but it seems like those shad wraps, flat sides, baits like that seem to be excelling in this event.
We had the opportunity to go down to Zoom Bait Company a few times, and Chris would take us over and visit Mr. Ed Chambers, who's actually going to the Bass Hall of Field.
Yep.
And the BEC crankbaits, I've got a few of them. I'm actually scared to throw them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're just a totally different look and a totally different feel.
They are, absolutely. And, you know, when the money's on the line, guys reach for balsa a lot, just for that natural characteristic that it has that sometimes you can't catch or can't get out of a plastic bait. Now, look, I'm not going to say that that a balsa is the only thing to throw because all of us have plastic square bills. I mean, there's been hundreds of fish caught on a KVD 1.5.
Absolutely. I'm
not saying to take that out of your arsenal.
Right.
The big difference in that for me is it's hard to get a square bill balsa bait to any depth.
Okay.
So if I get in that situation where I want a square bill that's going to go to that 4 to maybe 6 foot depth range, that's when I'll start reaching for that plastic square bill, like a 1.5 KVD.
Okay.
Because they'll tend to go a little bit deeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, this is a great event. But, man, the Elite Series this year, the first two events has just been off the charts.
You know, it's truly amazing. The fans of the sport. You know, I'm a bass guy, a bass elite guy, and you know, there's been a lot of changes in the industry, and I don't want to sit here and harp on that. You know what I mean? Because the whole fishing world knows. But this weekend at the event has just truly showed me how important the fans of this sport are. I've had multiple fans come up to me and literally thank me for staying at bass. And I mean sincerely.
Oh, yeah.
Sincerely thank me for staying. And it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I was at launch yesterday morning, I look up at the crowd and there's at least 5,000 people there. When the fans of the sport show up like that and support you, you know you're in the right place. You know you're at your home. And you know that we're doing something right.
You're coming to our neck of the woods here very shortly. How do you think Hartwell's going to say? Now, this, we have no information rule.
No information rule.
I can't tell you anything because I don't know anything about the lake anyway.
Well, I don't either.
I haven't been out this year at all on Lake Hartwell.
Right.
How do you think, knowing what the weather's been doing, what it's going to do, the time of the year, first weekend in April, if you had to make a guess for 3 weeks down the road, how do you think it's going to play out?
I think the lake's going to fish tremendously. I mean, we're showing up on a moon, but it's been cold. That's the only
chilly.
The only thing that's going to throw a wrench in it. I'd say if it had not been cold or, you know, pushed back like it is, that we'd be on a full-blown sight fishing deal.
Okay.
I think there may be some fish on the beds, just kind of depending on what happens. But I think you're going to see a big-time shootout event because a lot of those big females are going to be pulling up, getting ready to do their deal. And I haven't checked water levels and all that yet, so I don't know if it's high, low, whatever it is.
But I can't tell you.
Right, exactly. But I know for sure that there's going to be a lot of fish pulling up, and they're going to be healthy looking, and they're going to be fat. So I think it's going to be a good event.
Got a couple of minutes left in this segment. None of us would be here if it weren't for sponsors.
Absolutely.
My radio show's got sponsors.
Absolutely.
You know, Neil's got sponsors. Maybe not. He's got county. He didn't get county money. He didn't have to have sponsors. You got a couple that I want to talk about. Yamaha Motors.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm a saltwater guy. I got a flats boat.
Right.
Yamaha. Anybody I talk to in the saltwater environment, Yamaha's the only one. Yamaha doesn't get as, in my world, doesn't get as much play in the freshwater. But now Patrick Walters runs a Yamaha. You run a Yamaha. There's more and more people. That Yamaha show is a motor to be dealt with.
Absolutely. You know, when you're out there underwater, it's all about reliability.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't need to be worrying about if you're going to make it to your fish and make it back. You know what I mean? I don't want to worry about that. I know you don't want to worry about that.
No, I don't.
And in 15 years of running a Yamaha outboard, I've never had a single mechanical issue unless I've done it myself. You know, knock a gear case off,
sure,
put a prop shaft, something like that. So there's something to be said about that. You know what I mean? That's my office, and I depend on that motor to get me to and from wherever we go in the country under any kind of weather condition. And like I said, it's been flawless. And you talked about, you know, you running salt water and all that. I run Yamahas on my waterfowl boats as well, and I can't even ever remember a time when my Yamaha didn't start. I don't care if it's 100 degrees out or negative 10.
Yep.
My Yamaha performs the way I need it to every time. So when you talk about choosing a sponsor, I always try to be, you know, hooked up with companies that I believe in their product.
Sure.
And Yamaha Outboards is without a doubt one of those for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we talked about family. Taylor's here. I've got, she hunts, fishes with me and all. Your kids do the same with
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. What a cool way to grow up. What a cool way to spend time as a family.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm very blessed that my family get to travel all over the country with me. My kids are homeschooled. We drive in an RV. You know, my wife drives a truck and boat, and we just have a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When we're not on the road fishing the elites, if it's summertime, we're out fishing on the boat. If it's wintertime, we're in a duck blind or in a tree stand. Both my kids love it. My wife love it. So we make a family thing out of it. You know what I mean? And I couldn't think of a better way to raise them.
It's funny you mentioned homeschooling. We homeschool, too. My oldest is graduating college in a couple of months.
Right.
You know, getting married. That journey... And you're like me. We're the principal. We sit here and, you know, make sure the rules are kept and stuff like that. But the wives, man, they have – it's just got to be so fulfilling on their end.
Oh, absolutely.
To watch those kids.
Yep.
And I remember Debbie the first time, she said, I don't know how to teach school. I'm saying, Debbie, first grade is like keeping the lines and ABCs, you know.
Yep.
And they learn and they grow. And those kids, that's a cool dynamic. And being able to spend all that time together, taking those little breaks during the week and going and sitting in a deer stand and in a duck blind and all – that's what life's made of.
Absolutely. You know, when my six-year-old son can sit at the dinner table and just be eating dinner and say, Dad, can you believe I killed my first deer? I mean,
it's cool.
Priceless. You know what I mean?
We've been there, Taylor.
Yeah,
we have.
Absolutely.
We have
Bill Lowen, thank you for being on Woods and Water, South Carolina. Look
for
you in Hartwell soon, people, and we'll be back with more Woods and Water, South Carolina on the other side. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Can I trust you two to sit beside each other without hand fighting?
That's up to Neil.
I can't hear you.
That's up to Neil.
No, it's up to you. How are you, Neil?
I've been trying to get along with women my whole life, and I've had trouble with it, so I don't expect this 15 minutes to be any different.
We are joined for the final segment of today's show by my good friend Neil Paul from Visit Anderson, who had to come up here and and try to sabotage Visit Knoxville's record?
No, not at all. These guys, this has been a great event, and these guys have done a great job. And I've told a few people this today and even yesterday. Let's be quite honest about this. The host communities that host these events that work really hard on putting these things together, if you didn't do a great job as a host community, you wouldn't be in the rotation to host an event. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, you know, obviously we did a great job yesterday. The folks in Anderson County and Green Pond Landing, Lake Hartwell, Visit Greenville. You know, everybody, it was a lot of effort, a lot of time put in it. And it showed out. We set the attendance record last year. And, you know, records are meant to be broken. And sure, we don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens this weekend. But I think what you do know, and I've told some folks this, I think what you do know after this weekend is with two great elite events to start the 2019 season, with all the changes that have happened in the industry with the organizations over the past 6 months, that with a great event at Palatka, Florida, on the St. John's River, with a great event at Lake Lanier, mm-hmm, to follow it up with a classic like this, the Bass brand has never been stronger. And ultimately, that's the product that creates this. You know, if they didn't have a great product, you wouldn't have 5,500 people at takeoff in the morning. You wouldn't have lines around the block to get into the expo. You wouldn't have those things. So it's a testament to what they're doing as to a great product.
We did not get a chance the last time you were on the show to talk about the Marshall Experience Fair. And we wanted to get to it. We just didn't get to it. We talked about, I don't know what we talked about. We talked about some other stuff. Who knows? I can't remember last week what we talked about. But anyway, take 5 minutes, because you've wanted to Marshall for a long time. And I Marshall once a year at the Classic, and you know, that's about it. Just because I get, they pretty much let me pick who I want to ride with. So I go in and I say I want to ride with so-and-so, Casey or Andy or, you know. But you got to go Marshall at Lanier.
Yes, I wanted to. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. It's an experience that, here's the thing. You can't go into another professional sport and participate in something like the Marshall Experience. And for those of you that may not know what the Marshall Experience is, a marshal is someone who rides in the boat with an angler each day, and you're basically the official in the boat for the day. You can't fish, you can't pick up a rod, you can't give any help, advice, or anything. You just got to sit there and watch, and you're just making sure that the angler is following the rules and make sure that everything goes smoothly. And it's an easy task. But what other professional sport can you get that close to the action, watch the guy work at his craft, than in professional bass fishing? And so it's you know, I've been a part of events as a fan. I've been a part of hosting events, you know, as a community, as a tourism leader. But I'd never been in that part of it. And I'm very passionate about bass fishing and wanted to take advantage of the opportunity. And Bass gave me the opportunity to do that. And it was incredible. I would put the 3 days that I spent marshaling at Lanier, I would put those up against any 3 days, the best 3 days I've ever had in fishing, and I never even picked up a rod. So it was, I had the opportunity to go out and be a part of Thursday with Chris Johnston, the young Canadian angler that's leading the Bassmaster Angler of the Year points after two events. I drew out Jay Yellis on Friday, a former Bassmaster Classic champion, and then Todd Alton, a South Carolinian that qualified through the Opens.
Who had an epic day the day you were with him. I hate to use that word, epic,
well,
but he had a good day.
He was 16th place on Saturday, put 17-plus pounds in the boat on Saturday and another 17 in the boat on Sunday to go from 16th to 6th and take home a nice check. But it was just to be able to see that part of the, I mean, if a guy breaks off fish, you're there, you see it. If he's changing baits, you're seeing it. You're seeing how he attacks, you know, his day. And to be able to watch the three guys that I spent the days with, they all fished three completely different places or their areas. Nobody ever fished the same water. And the way that they attacked it were three totally different ways. Yeah. And that was, I came home. In fact, I saw Jay Yellis earlier today, and I told him, I came home a better fisherman, a better angler, and again, it was a tremendous experience. And I would tell you, if you're out there and you're listening, Bassmaster.com/Marshall, and check into it. I think it's you won't be disappointed with the opportunity.
What are you down there laughing about?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I was laughing at Neil. That's what I was laughing at. Not you, Dad. I would never laugh at you.
I don't believe you.
Sorry, Neil.
Neil's caught in the middle of a family squabble here. Oh, man. Well, what you got the chance to go to the expo today and a little bit yesterday. What anything jumped out at you?
The crowds have been really good. It's, you know, it's obviously great great participation from all the sponsors and folks in the industry. I can't say that there's that one item, you know, that has just jumped off the page at me. But
I spent an hour, so I couldn't tell you either.
No, you know, I was, you know, it's a great out. It's the largest consumer outdoor show that right. there is,
and free,
and it's free.
Yep.
And so there's, you know, a lot of great product, a lot of great deals are going on. So I mean, that's, you know, I picked up some baits today, picked up some baits yesterday, and now how I, you know, we'll find out here soon if they're going to help me or not, but. I at least picked up some stuff while I was here, so I've had been able to mix in a little yeah. work and play together. But
what? Will we have an expo of sorts at Hartwell coming up?
We will. With the Bassmaster Elite Series, there is a Lakeside Expo that takes place on Saturday and Sunday, and it'll be an assortment of the sponsors from Bass that activate the opportunities Lakeside. Normally, the Nitro, Triton. Boats and demo rides will be available. Carhartt, actually, for and I hope Carhartt shouldn't mind me saying this, but they're actually bringing an apparel trailer for the first time at an Elite Series event, and it's going to be at Hartwell. They're going to have an apparel trailer available. Folks can actually purchase Carhartt apparel on site. Bass will have an apparel tent as well. Power pole. The folks from Skeeter Yamaha, Mercury, Berkeley, the Pure Fishing folks, they'll be Lakeside as well. 12 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll have some local vendors from around the Anderson area in the upstate, food vendors as well. And so should shake out to be a great time, be a great weekend. It's our first Elite Series yep. event at Hartwell, so we're really looking forward to it.
You know, everybody sees the fishermen. Everybody goes to the weigh-ins. You know, everybody's excited about that. But there's stuff that goes on before. And last time the Classic was at Hartwell, we had a cleanup. There's going to be a lake cleanup coming up here shortly at Lake Hartwell. Talk a minute about that.
March the 30th, we're going to we've got some really great partners that have jumped on board to help us out, but we're going to have a Bassmaster Elite Series cleanup at Green Pond. And so we're inviting out any community. It's a complete, it's a volunteer effort. Anderson County is going to supply the pickup sticks and the vests, the orange vest, and the teams, the kind of the leaders to put the groups together. We're asking any of the high school fishing teams, community groups that are looking for service hours to come out on March the 30th, that's a Saturday, 2 weeks from today. Green Pond, 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. We're going to work to pick up trash and debris, not only around Green Pond, but the roads leading into Green Pond from 8 to 12. And then at 12 o'clock, we're going to have lunch. We're going to feed everybody lunch. We've got some giveaways that are on the way, some things from Shimano, a couple other folks that have expressed an interest in helping us out and doing some things. So we did it last year. It was very successful before the Classic, and this will be an opportunity to do the same thing. We want to put our best foot forward when the Elite Series comes to town. You know, we've got a great supportive fishing community. We've got a great lake, and just this is all a part of providing a great experience when people come to town.
Yep, absolutely. Unfortunately, I won't be here. Sorry.
We're not going to discuss that. The show has just a few more minutes, and if people knew that you were going to be out of town to cover other business, it would probably not bode well for your ratings.
Oh, come on now. You're not even going to go there yet.
Do I need to separate y'all two?
No, you're okay.
You're going with them, aren't you?
I am going with them.
Yeah, well, yep, pray for you right. Both.
Okay, Neil.
We're not going to say where we're going, but it is a great event. I enjoyed it last time. Didn't know, I don't do enough of that stuff. But if you're looking for an opportunity to community service, get out and just give something back to the community. Going out and picking up trash is an easy thing to do.
Oh, absolutely, it's fun. You get enough people together, and like I said, we're going to pick up trash for a few hours and then eat and fellowship and enjoy some time.
And Shimano is sending blue bags again.
Shimano's providing the blue pickup trash bags, and like I said, Anderson County's providing orange vest and pickup sticks and grabbers or whatever they call them, and then it's going to be a total team effort.
Well, folks, I can hear, I got a minute or so here left, but I can hear the music is really starting up inside. Looking at Bass Track leaderboard, Jacob Wheeler on top, Mark Daniels Jr. in second, Ott Defoe, the hometown favorite, in third, Ike's in fourth, Jacob Prosnick fifth. Wesley Strait, another Tennessean.
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
Uh-oh.
But somehow Jacob Wheeler got left here yesterday at the end of the day. His truck and his boat got taken back to the hotel. And when I left the arena yesterday, he was outside on the curb waiting for an Uber ride.
Oh, my goodness.
So I gave him a ride back to the hotel. And last thing we talked about, he said, I'm going to try and catch a few for you tomorrow. So
there
it looks
go.
Like he has.
Yep.
So good job for him.
All right. Tune in to Bassmaster.com for the weigh-in. Thanks for listening live from the Classic, Knoxville, Tennessee. Back in the studio next week with Boy Woods and Water Sock on. Take you, Taylor. Neil, see you next week, folks. Carolina.